Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sarah Kors and she is the treasurer for the Lewis Day Celebration. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
Good. And of course we're hoping it's going to be great weather on Saturday. Is that correct? That's the correct day?
That is correct. It's coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday.
And hopefully, I really want to keep in the tradition of it. It's always been beautiful.
Oh, good.
Always been a little hot. Last year, it rained everywhere but Lewis. I don't know how that happened, but it did. We were sunshine the whole day. Everywhere else around us was rain. So I think...
You're just living right. That's all there
exactly.
is to it. Exactly. Well, since it's coming up this Saturday, we need to kind of start at the top of the day and tell people what's going on for the Lewis Day celebration.
All right. First up, it's at the Market Square Park, which is otherwise known as the downtown park in Lewis. First things first, 9 a.m., we have our sunrise race, which used to be the Trestle Trail Run way back in the day, where they start off down by Lewis Lake at the Rock Cut entrance, and there's a nice little path down there. And then from 10 until noon, we'll have face painting at the downtown park. 11 a.m., that's the big one. That's the parade. Anybody and everybody, if you want to be in our parade, by all means, show up at the Lewis Elementary School by at least 10 to 10:30-ish.
Okay.
Following the parade, we will do our kiddie parade, which is always a big hit down there for kids and parents alike. And then the Lewis Volunteer Fireman's Lunch will be at the fire station. Big, beautiful fire station that we just got built a couple years ago.
Oh, yes. If people haven't seen it, this would be a great opportunity to come and take a little look at it.
Exactly. And while the firemen are serving lunch, we do have the Lewis Library and Heritage Center will be doing a bake sale in there as well. And I do believe they will be open because we do have that nice, big, beautiful library as well.
Oh, yes.
We'd love to be able to come in and look at that.
And with the Heritage Center, there's some very interesting photos, interesting things to see. So, again, if you haven't been there, now's the time to go. And if you're all familiar with any of the history of Lewis, you'll probably find something in that Heritage Center that go, oh, I remember that. So it's fun.
Exactly. And then 12:30, we start our pedal pole, which is a big hit for the kids. My niece and nephew, they love it. We have kids that actually kind of follow the pedal pole around.
Oh.
They do it here in Atlantic. They do it in Griffin, and they want to, like, retain their title.
Oh, my goodness.
That's always a fun thing. We also are going to be having a show and shine as well. So any of you out there, if you have a beautiful car you want to show off, show on up down there Saturday.
Saturday, yes. And now, is it just cars, or can they bring motorcycles or tractors or something else, or is it just cars?
I want to say at least the motorcycles. I wouldn't mind there being some tractors. If you want to bring your tractor down, the more the merrier in Lewis.
Okay,
that's all how we are down there.
Come and show it off.
Exactly. And then at 1 o'clock, we have our horseshoe tournament, which is always a big draw. All the guys, we have them set up down in that northeast corner of the park, so there's a lot of nice shade trees, picnic tables down there. It's great. The guys have a lot of fun doing that. And girls, don't want to just
play. Yeah. And Sarah, you know, I'm thinking, how many places are there where you can do horseshoes anymore? And especially if you want to do a contest. It is a contest, right?
Yes, it is. There is a contest. We just kind of asked the horseshoe guys, is what we call them. We're like, hey, come do your horseshoe contest. And they say, okay. So.
And people look forward to that, I'm sure. Yes,
they do.
And, you know, it's a chance, too. If somebody hasn't done that, hasn't played horseshoes, this would be a chance to kind of go and watch what I'm going to call the pros. You called them the horseshoe guys. You know, see how it's done. Is the equipment there other than during this celebration? I mean, if somebody wanted to play horseshoes another time, could they do that?
No. We just have it set up for Saturday.
Okay.
So we just have it set up that one time.
Okay, I understand that. Yeah, okay.
And then along with the horseshoe tournament, at 1 o'clock as well, we'll be starting the pony rides. S&R Pony Rides, I believe they come up here for Atlanta Fest. They set up down at Reunion. They're kind of a regional type place. Great little ponies, really safe, really great. They'll set up down there in the shade as well. And then we do hopefully have the train rides as well, which are always a lot of fun. The kids love.
Absolutely. If it's the same guy as I've seen, he has so much fun that just helps everybody have fun. And, you know, adults can go on it. It's
yep.
It's for kids, but hey, it's fun for anybody. So, and he just kind of weaves around. Now, you haven't mentioned, and I know you had him once, and maybe not again. The geese?
Are you? No, we do not have the geese.
Couldn't have the geese.
No, not this year. I think he was booked. So.
Yeah. Well, I know he's really busy because it's a very popular kind of thing. People are just kind of in awe. But
yes.
Yeah, you'll probably get him again another year. But the train ride is really fun for everybody.
Yes,
so,
it is.
And
then we go, we like to keep things nice and simple, you know, and simple down in Lewis. At 1:30, big hit, the seed spinning contest.
Okay.
A great contest. We actually kind of worked with Heidi a little bit because they have those delicious seedless watermelons. They actually special ordered some seeded watermelon for us. So very happy with them. 2 o'clock will be kind of, we got a ton of stuff. First off, we have a dunk tank down there.
Mm-hmm.
So far, tentatively speaking, at 2 o'clock, dunk tank, and gracious enough as this man is, Sheriff Darby McLaren is going to be in the dunk tank for a while.
Okay.
Along with, we'll have Ryan Archwald, one of the Lewis firemen, will also be in the dunk tank. If you know somebody that you want to be in the dunk tank, if you want to be in the dunk tank as yourself, we do have the release forms for you to sign, and you can be in the dunk tank as well.
Okay, if you'd like to egg on some of your friends, this would be a chance.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And then also at 2 o'clock, we will have kids' water fights. We just started doing those last year. Big hit. When it's usually about upper 80s, low 90s on Saturday of the celebration. So the little kids' water fights are a great, great thing.
Yeah, what could be better than getting all wet when it's hot?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then we brought back an oldie, but pun intended, a goodie. We brought back the cakewalk.
Oh, yes.
We've been having people for years ask us when we started back up the celebration to do a cakewalk. And so we're finally doing it this year. It's going to be in the activity center. So, of course, you know, we're going to have it in an air-conditioned location. If you don't know what a cakewalk is, basically it's like musical chairs, but if you win, you get a cake.
Yeah.
Or some cookies or some brownies. It's great. It's fun. We're doing a quarter a turn. So, I mean, you can give up a quarter, listen to some good music, and you may win a cake.
May win a cake. You know, that's
exactly.
That brings back memories for a lot of people. Some people are learning about it new, but, you know, we used to do those in country school, and you know, that's an old, old thing. So, like you say, you're bringing back an oldie but goodie.
Yeah, we used to do it when I was a kid down in Lewis when we had Freedom Days, and this is still a living legend in my household. I brought home 8 cakes one year. I mean,
Sarah,
yes,
how could you do that? You were so lucky.
I did. I rocked the cakewalk.
I guess.
And then at 3 o'clock, we're going to do the pie eating contest. We are going to split that up in age groups. So I believe so far, tentatively, we have 10 and under and then 10 to adult. Because, you know, adults like a nice, cold pudding pie as well during the afternoon. So, yes, we are going to do a pie eating contest as well. And then 5:30, the Lewis Day Celebration Committee, we're going to be serving supper in the community building. Beautiful venue. They just redid the floors. So, I mean, it's a great spot right there in downtown Lewis. We're going to be serving pulled pork, homemade coleslaw this year. The baked beans are to die for. As no matter what food we serve, we always have people say, please have those baked beans that you guys make. And then this year for our dessert, we are going to be doing cheesecake. We do everything homemade down in Lewis. There's no store-bought stuff.
All right.
And that is a free will offering for us Lewis Day Celebration to make sure this keeps going. And then finally, we're ending things right. We're doing the fireworks at dark up at the Lewis Elementary School. And again, like we've done the last couple of years, free popcorn while supply lasts. I have heard from lots of people, of course nothing's going to compare to Exira's fireworks show, but Lewis, we might be a little small town of about 400 people, but we love fireworks. They do an amazing job at these fireworks. I've heard people tell me in Griswold that they can see the fireworks from Lewis.
Yes, I'm sure. So, and that's all free.
Yep,
right?
It is free. We'll have everything roped off so you know where to park and everything. And, yeah, we like to help out. You know, we like to give back.
Okay.
We try to make everything kind of least amount of money possible. We love family. We love friends. We love the community. So we want everybody to come out. Because what I'm thinking is, Lewis, we're kind of the first celebration in Cass County.
That's
we're
right.
We're the first town in Cass County to do anything.
That's
so
right.
We're kind of becoming the unofficial start of summer, I believe.
All right.
I'm
great.
I think I'm going to coin it right now.
Well, Sarah, if anybody listening to you should get really excited about Lewis Day Celebration because it's coming up this Saturday. Come early, stay late, go home, come in, whatever you've got. You come, go, or stay all day. And we want to thank you very much, Sarah Coors, for letting us know about the Lewis Day Celebration this Saturday.
And that's right. Any other information or anything, we do have a Facebook page. Just search Lewis Day Celebration. You can find us.
All right. Thank you much, Sarah.
No problem. Thank you, LaVon.
Till next time, here is a thought. Food is an Iowa legacy.